I'm Joe Reed. You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Robin Witten is with me, and if you don't know her, she's the founder of Audiophile and an editor, and she's been really on a roll this week. Hi, Robin.
I always try to do my best, and I have a great one today. It is not a mystery. Well, maybe in some ways it is a mystery, but we're going to talk about the Greek myths and Stephen Fry's new audiobook, Troy, The Greek Myths Reimagined.
I love this book, Robin. This is my favorite audiobook of the year thus far.
Ooh.
Well, it really, really is. I love this book.
Well, that's very high praise. And of course, Stephen Fry is so talented as an author.
So talented.
And as a narrator. And
so talented,
you know, just to reimagine the Greek myths. This is a trilogy. So this is the third in his trilogy, starting with Mythos, Heroes, and now Troy.
He is such an elegant writer and also a lively writer, but he's also a lively, lively narrator. There is no dozing on his watch.
No. And I love his conversational style in this because it's so refreshing. He's wry and funny, as
yes.
you would imagine. And, you know, he's reconfigured some of the myths and the stories, but he also makes it very contemporary. So when he goes through a whole litany of all these relationships among the gods and the mortals, then he says, well, you know, it's okay. He allows listeners to be confused, reassuring us that it will eventually make sense.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful. He said, if you don't remember this, this is fine. You'll remember the important bits. I promise you, the names will come up often enough. He is wry, but what I also like is that he's not afraid of sincerity when it's called for.
I think that's right. I think that's right. And you know, he pulls so many elements together in his...
So lucidly.
Yes. It feels effortless. And yet the complexity of what he's doing is awe-inspiring, truly.
It's just brilliant. It really is, because he's a lucid, entertaining storyteller. This is really entertaining. You'll learn a lot, but oh my God, I was mesmerized by it.
Well, you know, we've talked so much about Homer's Iliad because we have that as the second season of Audiobook Break. And
yes, we do.
What I love is listening to Troy here and making that a companion to what we're listening to with Anton Lesser's classic rendition of the Iliad, because Fry is right. When the names come up, oh yes, I know what's going on because I've gotten his, you know, he's built this backstory. I was just stunned how much the two sort of complement each other, but I guess that's his point.
Yeah, very, very much so. Beautifully. I mean, they bookend each other. It's wonderful having listened to both. I could not be happier because, you know, I love my Greek gods and goddesses, and that seesaw that Homer does between this incredible cruelty and destruction, and there's also love and sacrifice. And I mean, Fry says in this book, no one has portrayed that better than Homer. And I think that's what the Iliad does. And I think Fry captures that and gives you background about it and just embroiders beautifully. It's a lovely book.
Yes, I loved what he says at some point. The myths are like a tangle of threads that eventually come together in the tapestry of the Iliad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear. What do we have? What are we going to listen to?
Well, we have a little bit where he's explaining where Troy is located on the map.
This is Troy, The Greek Myths Reimagined. It is written and it is read by Stephen Fry.
Peninsula that lies below the Hellespont, the straits into which Helle fell from the back of the golden ram. Years later, Jason would sail through the Hellespont on his way to find the fleece of that ram. The love-struck Leander would swim nightly across the Hellespont to be with Hero, his beloved. The stories of Hele, the Golden Ram, and Jason can be found in Heroes, and the tragedy of Hero and Leander in Mythos. Even later in history, those same straits, now called the Dardanelles, after Dardanus, were the source of terrible fighting in and around the peninsula city that the Greeks called Kallipolis, beautiful city, which over time had turned into the name Gallipoli.
I remember this from when I listened to the book. I loved this geography lesson. I found it so amazingly helpful. I never quite understood exactly where Troy was. And then when it ends with Gallipoli, beautiful city, it is a beautiful city. I can tell you, I was walking my dogs when I heard this on a Saturday morning. I mean, that's how vivid it is in my mind.
It's so interesting because, you know, he brings it to a point right there.
Yep.
And, you know, you could have told me where Troy was a million times, but I, you know, this solidifies it. I'll never forget.
Yeah, exactly. It's a brilliant book. I loved it. Everybody should love it.
Well, it's a great thing to have right now, and make it your companion for audiobook break.
Absolutely. And be sure to follow Audiobook Break. We're dropping new episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The audiobook break that we are streaming is published by the great Naxos Audiobooks and narrated by Anton Lesser. All props to him. He does a fantastic job. So make sure you follow Audiobook Break. Robin, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great, Joe. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And Robin and I were discussing the wonderful Troy, the Greek Myths Reimagined, written and read by Stephen Fry. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Shalom Aleichem's tales of Tevye the Milkman inspired Fiddler on the Roof, which opened on September 22, 1964. Audiophile says, Neville Jason's performance makes Tevye's Yiddish wit, wisdom, and melancholy utterly believable. And the Naxos Audiobooks production, delightful listening. You can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.